on to the legend that deals with Big Fatty. There is a tunnel of trees is what they call it out here. And it's, I guess it's a main road. I think that's the colloquial name for this road. And it links two towns together. And the trees grow and they bend over the top of the road to make a tunnel. So it's a very spectacular thing to see. And there's it sort of blocks out the light. But, you know, the light still, sun still shines through the leaves. And it's amazing to drive through. But the thing is, if you do drive through and you have any pork products in your car, according to legend, there is a ghost that will make your car stall out, and you'll have some sort of car troubles, and you'll have to pull over to the side of the road. And the only way that you can get the car to start is by making an offering to this ghost by basically throwing out all of your pork products on the side of the road. Which I know that it must be just horrifying to Big Fatty to have to throw away good pork. But apparently, I guess pork used to be an item that only the well-to-dos or the rich people or the you know, the important leaders of the island or something used to eat. So that's why this ghost won't let you go through if you don't make an offering to him. So I guess he must have been some sort of chief maybe or something like that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
According to legend, there is a Big Fatty ghost.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4826 of EFO for right the 7th of August, 2026. Y'all, coming up today. Say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and try to catch up on a few things. Big Fatty. Hello, stoners. Big Fatty. Is it April the 20th? No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're stoners today. Well, you know, I tell you what. I think there's no better way to tell you than for us to do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Sunday, the 9th of August. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I have known this person for almost 20 years. And y'all, he's hitting the old AARP celebration on Sunday. Y'all met him, well, he was a longtime listener to the LFC. And contributor to that, but y'all, that clip at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was back. That was the earliest clip that I have on hand of this person from the Live It Up recording studios, y'all. That was from December the 8th, back in 2008. Big Fatty. And so, y'all, that was the first year of the BFO. I'm sure he probably said something before that, but y'all, that's the earliest one I've got. And y'all, met him. Y'all, that's some more of that buffalo chicken dip. Y'all met him at my meet and greet in Palm Springs. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the Palm Springs. That's that music he was playing on his opening today. It was the Palm Springs music. And y'all, he's just been just a wonderful friend over the years. Y'all, he's come here for many getaways. Of course, I've been told never again. But he also Big Fatty has been to Lemon Grove for a visit, and y'all, he's been to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. He has been to the Pride 48s in Lost Wages and in Nolens. And y'all, he's just one of the nicest people. I dare you to find someone in Pride 48 who doesn't like this person. Yes, because y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Dr. Stone. Big Freddy, we love Dr. Stone. We do indeed. And y'all, if you see Dr. Stone on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and
Olympia!
See, y'all got a sweet little post from old Stinkpot over there at the WWW this morning, saying he just nice things about being remembered. Oh, yes, Big Freddy, you have to remember and check on the elderly. It's true. And so y'all check on Dr. Stone. anyway, y'all, after I finished recording yesterday's little show, y'all, I'm sitting here in the villa, you know, catching up on some of the TV machine shows, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, brand new gentleman caller. Y'all, 43, a little above the average here lately. But y'all, just lovely. 6'4", 200 something pounds, construction worker. Coming from the job site after a nice long day at work, it didn't have long hair, but he could have had a mullet if it had been cut like a mullet. It was that long in the back. Yes, Big Fatty, party in the back. Well, there was some partying in the back, and y'all. He had never experienced the special chaya, and so he was interested in that. And y'all, let's just say I expect him to come back because, y'all, it was at least an hour and a half that he was here. Beef, Fatty! Needless to say, everybody was... it was just lovely. It was just lovely. And, so after he left, y'all, it was a standard evening here in the villa. Y'all, I watched the NBC Nightly News with that Tom Yamas. Switched it over to the sports ball at 7 p.m. in the evening, and y'all couldn't finish watching it because it was time at 8 o'clock for Big Brother! And y'all, they had, that Haley. That Haley has been the... head of house call, and y'all, she's just witchy. She's just a witch, And, I don't care for her. Can you tell? Yes, Big Fatty, we can tell. Anyway, they had the, what did they have? They had the power of veto competition. And, y'all, it was, they've done this kind of competition before where they have a glass of red wine and a glass of white wine, and one of them is laced with poison. And somebody will go and pick up each glass, and they know which has the poison wine, and they'll come to one of the other players and offer, would you like the red or the white? And they'll kind of go back and forth a little bit. Well, I generally prefer the red, but you seem very interested in keeping that white, so I think I'll take the white. And then they taste it, and one of them throws up, and if you get poisoned twice, you're dead. You're just dead, left as carnage. And Taylor, one of the nominees. Big Fatty, you ran out of music. Well, there's a lot to talk about. She took herself off the block, and y'all, they put up the witch. The witch put up Lyric. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the music and the lyrics. Y'all, all the girls do is sit around and cry. That's all they do. Haley is not making friends and influencing people. People are beginning to not take notice that she's in it for herself. Thursday night, of course, I'm recording this prior to the live eviction. It'll either be Lyric or Melody. Or what is that boy's name that I can never remember? You know who I'm talking about. The one with the hair. Anyway, I think the boy with the hair is going to win the battle back. And it'll be between Melody and Lyric. And I hope Melody goes home. Because, y'all, she's no. And so there's that. But y'all, by the time... y'all, I did not get my nipple walking in during the day on hump day. During Big Brother and the sports ball, y'all, I was doing my nipple walking in the house. Y'all, by the time Big Brother was over, I had taken the go-to-bed pills and all, and y'all, they were kicking in, and I finished my nipple walking, and y'all, I was exhausted. I was exhausted, I tell you. And, y'all slept like a baby, almost 9 hours of sleep. Y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. Got up on Thursday morning, had my coffee, read the paper, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had some sausages that are stuffed with a Gouda cheese. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Cheese, eating Gouda cheese. Goodness, how delicious, eating Gouda cheese. Well, anyway, some of the sourdough cheese bread. And y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. And but since I got up a little late, because that's how I got 9 hours of sleep, and got up and got dressed. And y'all, I did a little bit of nipple walking in the villa, but then I was off to senior size class. Y'all, one thing, y'all, the Nasty Pig is having a sale, getting rid of some of their summer outfits. And y'all, I wear the same pair of shorts to the senior size class every day. And y'all, I said, I'm gonna order me another pair. And y'all, they came in, and y'all, they're mesh, and you can see through it. So y'all, I can't wear these to the senior size class, because then they'd see, yes, Big Fatty, we know what they'll see, and nobody wants to see that. Did that. Y'all walked back home, and... y'all, it was beginning to sprinkle on me a little bit. Y'all, I had not been in this house 10 minutes when the heavens opened up. Heavens to Betsy. as Patty Bacon. Yo, word sick about her again. Worried sick. Y'all, I went out and checked the rain gauge prior to sitting down. Y'all, another 2.25 inches. And y'all, since I've been sitting here recording, y'all, we've had another heavy rain. Y'all, I guarantee we've gotten close to an inch from this second downpour. Y'all, I mean, it's not just raining. It is gushing. And, anyway, and y'all, while I was catching up on some things on the TV machine, y'all, there was a knock at the door, and y'all, I was sitting here in my see-through mesh, my new shorts, so I couldn't run to the door and answer it, so I waited a few minutes, went out on the porch. Y'all, Flo, you know, that's the Nip sister, Flo had sent me a flower arrangement for my birthday, and y'all, I'm gonna put a picture. I'm gonna put a picture of it up on the at noon tomorrow. So y'all go over there and look at it. Y'all, it's just the sweetest thing ever. And y'all, that Moose P says, oh, you should be expecting several gift ads. One from the Lesbyterian Delivery Service, and one from the USPS, and y'all, I have received both of those. Where, I don't know what I did with the other one. It's around here somewhere. And y'all, I think that's about all I got to say, and that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. This is my Northeast Straight Daddy's Shark Week music, because y'all, I've been saving this story, and I figured late on a phone, right, is the perfect time to say it. Y'all, when Alex and Brandon were here, it was the night before the premiere of The Puzzle. Brandon had eaten a leg of lamb, and later on in the evening, he was feeling a little gassy. Well, y'all, it wasn't gas, and y'all, he sharted the bed. With Alex right beside him. So he had to get up. Change the sheets. Alex was helping him. Of course, some of it went on the floor, and Alex stepped in it. And so everything was taken care of. Got back in the bed. He sharted the bed again. And and y'all, the thing is, earlier in the day, he had sharted inside Alex's car. Y'all, you can't make this shit up, B. Fanny, I know Brandon is very proud to have a non-shart week. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. You know, I meant to tell you, I said I was going to tell you why I got the Royal Oak barbecue briquette, charcoal briquettes. Y'all, they don't have a gas grill at our cabin up in Dollywood, but they do have a grill that you can put briquettes in. So, y'all, I bought the briquettes so we can grill out while we're up there. And, y'all, you know, I won the $5 on the scratch-off that Lamont Cranston sent me. And, y'all, I just traded it in and got me a new one. Y'all, I got The Price is Right. So, y'all, we'll be scratching that one off of here again soon. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, from all the way back in 2008, you heard Dr. Stone. And Dr. Stone, what is the worst part about turning 50?
According to legend, there is a big fatty ghost.
Oh! Well, that's haunting of you, as in the haunt cub? No.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message, or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.